U.S. President Donald Trump's turn to address the U.N. General Assembly comes today with pre-recorded remarks that he says include a strong message on China. Julie Walker has this report from Associated Press.
President Trump is addressing the U.N. General Assembly today in a pre-recorded speech because the annual gathering of world leaders is being held virtually due to the pandemic. The White House has not previewed his speech, but yesterday the president told reporters he'd have a strong message for China, where the first cases of COVID-19 were reported. Trump is not popular at the United Nations, and his speech this year comes at a time when UN members are pushing back against Washington. On Monday, Trump declared that all UN sanctions against Iran have been reimposed, a move that most of the rest of the world rejects as illegal. Other leaders on the agenda for opening day include the Chinese, Russian, and Iranian presidents. I'm Julie Walker.
The president has coupled his coronavirus complaints against China with those targeting the World Health Organization. He's cut funding to the UN agency while accusing it of being too close to China and saying neither did enough to curtail the outbreak in its early days. An explosion has rocked a Hezbollah stronghold in southern Lebanon, according to news reports. Gray smoke was spotted billowing over the village of Ain Kana, which is near the port of Sidon. A Hezbollah official confirmed reports of the explosion with the Associated Press, but declined to offer details. The number of casualties, if any, could not be confirmed. News agencies report the blast happened in an arms depot for Hezbollah. Mexico surpassed 700,000 confirmed coronavirus cases on Monday, even as health authorities cited what they described as nearly 2 months of slowing infection rates. This is VOA News. The White House is urging governors to put aside politics and help promote the